ありがとうございます。本日毎日と同じように僕たちはちょっと特別なんですけれども、本日は面接をやりさせていただきたいと思います。もう話せない僕は今日どうするかね。 Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most amazing language. But today we're not doing it in 5 minutes or less. We're doing it in an interview with my friend Coulter Christensen. You can find him on the socials, which we'll put down below in the show notes. But Coulter, introduce yourself to the Manga Sensei audience.
Hi, my name is Coulter. I'm 29 years old. I've been studying Japanese for the past 2 years at Utah State University, and I'm preparing to go on a year-long exchange program at Waseda University with a intense focus on Japanese language and aspects of the Japanese culture, including theater, music, and dance.
Yeah, so in case you folks aren't familiar with the Japanese Big Seven, or familiar with the Japanese Big Four in colleges, Waseda is the number two most prestigious university in Japan, and the number nine most prestigious university in all of Asia. It's basically the Stanford of Asia. Moreover, the intensive Japanese program at Waseda is world-renowned for its intensity and for its ability to improve language, such as like the Mulberry Japanese houses are not even close to being on par with the Waseda program. Plus, he's on the prestigious Gilman Scholarship, which is allowing him to go over there, which is also very impressive. So don't be so humble. You're actually doing something pretty intense there.
Yeah, and it's a lot of... I'm looking forward to it a lot, and it's been a lot of fun to learn.
Yeah, it's a fun language, Japanese. We like it. So how did you start and get interest in learning Japanese, Coulter?
I've actually been interested in Japan and Japanese from a very young age. Many facets of just Asia in general have intrigued me, and, you know, in America, there's not a whole lot you can do, so typically Japanese video games and anime and stuff have intrigued me, but my first year of college, I became friends with an exchange student who came to my university to study musical theater. And I got to know her pretty well. We spent a lot of time together, and it got me more and more excited and just fed my desire to go to Japan. So eventually I wound up just deciding I'm going to learn Japanese. I'm going to study it for 2 years, and I am going to go to Japan. I'm going to learn everything I can about these people and see what I can do, possibly even about staying there.
That's fantastic. Girls will get you interested in the language pretty well.
Yeah, they will.
That's awesome. So when you first started studying Japanese, and maybe even now, what do you find to be the most difficult part of learning and speaking Japanese?
I would say the most difficult part for me is all of the various aspects of the Japanese grammar.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of complicated verb conjugations or honorific language like keigo that it trips me up.
Right. Yeah. Keigo and sonkeigo and tenego and bijigo and holy moly. Yeah, that can be complicated. I remember when I was first learning Japanese and I had to start differentiating between, you know, talking to my friends and then talking to people that were above me and then talking to, you know, children and talking to, you know, my friend's children's parents, and, you know, learning who to talk to and how to talk to them gets a little hard sometimes.
Yep. The whole difference between in-group and out-group, and even things that you think are really simple, like talking about giving and receiving gifts, gets very complicated in Japanese.
Yes, it does. Ageru, sashiageru, murao, itadaku, all that fun stuff. Yaru. Yeah. But so, as you've gone over this, what have you found to be the most useful in learning this complicated grammar? What's helped you the most?
So 5 days a week, but that wasn't enough for me. So I worked on making a study group with a bunch of friends where we would practice speaking with each other. Sometimes we talked about inviting some of the exchange students to join us in our study group, but overall we decided that that felt really intimidating. So we just tried to make sure that we talked with each other as much in Japanese as possible, where we felt we were more in a situation where it was safer to make mistakes because we were among other people who would frequently make mistakes. And even when class was out, we tried to continue to meet over the summer to still make sure that we are practicing, we are learning, we are keeping up on our grammar, because learning a language isn't something you can only do in a classroom.
That's right. It's not. That's, I think that's actually really helpful for particularly people at any level, because there's always going to be someone in your study group who's a little better than you, someone who's a little behind you, so you can be help mentor somebody as well as have somebody mentor you and kind of help you over those points that are harder because they've already figured it out. That's, I think, something really useful. So what, if right now, what does your language study look like? If I were to, if you were to break it down into like a 1 hour study, what does your Japanese study look like?
If I was to have about a 1 hour Japanese study, it usually consists of a decent amount of kanji study.
Okay.
Where I try to learn a few new kanji a week, about three or four if I'm studying on my own.
Okay.
I try to study, I do a lot of review because, you know, the first time you learn something, it can seem really intense and over my, over your head. So I try to review a couple of things that maybe I learned in my first year that I'd like to focus on a little more for a second, for a little bit. And then I try to do some new things. And sometimes, like with my Japanese textbook, we've been using the Yokuso series. And I bought the workbooks to go along with it, even though we didn't need them, because they have a lot of practice worksheets for writing practice as well as listening up on their website. You can listen to Japanese people speaking in Japanese and answer questions according to it, which has really been helpful because, you know, language, you've got to be able to read and write and listen and speak.
Right.
There's four aspects to it. So you need to make sure you're hitting up all four of those to really gain mastery.
Gotcha. So you bring down to kanji, reviewing old things, then you go into the workbooks to write, and then you listen. So you really had everything. So you write things down, you read the you write in your workbook, you read the kanji, you review old stuff, so you're speaking with your study group, and then you're listening online. So you're really breaking it up into getting all four of those areas covered. Very well-rounded study. I like that. My study right now is mostly concerned with, you know, going over Japanese kanji. Like, we just released a couple of series of manga. Manga Sensei released a whole bunch of kanji posters recently. So you can, like, I can now look at them on the wall and write down things a couple times that I don't know. And then I'm reading a lot of books recently. I'm just kind of tearing through books that I'm interested in before school starts up again and have to, you know, teach kids and read books I don't want to.
Very nice.
Awesome. So, if you were to right now, suddenly, poof, all of your Japanese was gone, and you had to start from scratch, how would you start over from scratch, knowing what you know now, how the Japanese language works?
What I would do first is I would probably focus pretty intensely. It depends on if I have other people or not. If I was to focus on studying on my own, I would probably just make sure that I got my hiragana and katakana down pat, but the rest of it, it's really difficult to do a self-study on. It's hard to keep motivated, and a lot of, without human interaction, it's hard to get good practice on a lot of things.
Right.
So I'd want to make sure that I can do stuff with other people, find friends, find Japanese people. I recently got on this really nice app where people try to learn other languages.
Which one's
called
that?
HelloTalk.
And
I post things in Japanese and get feedback from people in Japan who are, you know, trying to learn English. So we help each other to learn our, to learn one another's languages.
Cool. That's awesome. We'll definitely drop that down below in the show notes so everyone can see those. We'll give you the link to HelloTalk and maybe even link you there so people can find you there. But so now if you're fairly comfortable, we're going to start doing this in Japanese. Is that 大丈夫?
Hi, 大丈夫.
Yosh, それで日本語しましょう. そしてコルト君。 日本語の一番大きな間違いは何でしたか?
東京ね。 東京はとても大きな街です。
ああ、そうなんですか。 ちょっともっと詳しく説明してくれる?
もう一度お願いします。
もっと詳しく説明してくれる? Could you explain it a little more in detail?
そうか。 今日は世界の一番大きな街だから、とても怖い。確かにね。たくさん日本人がいるけど、いろいろな映画のことを見れば、見ることがある。はい。
よく日本人の友達は東京で住んでるだから、友達はよく練習しよう。いいですね。僕はですね、前回ですかな。それ前回だ。僕はね、東京に行った前回に、東京の友達を訪問するつもりだったけど、会えなかったんですよ。ちょっと寂しかった。しかし、東京の発音結構綺麗だと思います。なぜなら、他のところ、例えば名古屋とか札幌とか、方言があるんじゃないですか。なんか、大阪とかになんか何しとんねんとか、関西弁があるじゃない。でも東京が、普通の日本語を使うんじゃない? ですから東京の日本語が結構綺麗じゃないですか。他にアニメの日本語は東京のよう。そうですね。よくアニメ見れば東京の方言よくしてるし、でも特に最近ブルーエクソシストで見たことが、大阪から来たものもいるんですよ。ですから何しとんねんあかんだわとか、 その方言はいっぱい出てきました。面白かったんですよ、本当に。それで、日本の演劇に対して興味があるなので、東京のノードラマを見る気がありますか?
まだ見ることがありませんけど、ノードラマが面白いだから、 見たいです。
いいですね。
はい、見たい。
でも長くないですか? の演劇。 24時間かかるそうです。 本当に長いんですよ。 1日だけでなく、ために3日か3日がかかるそうです。
はい、とても長いそうです。
大変。 それで日本語を話すときに何が難しいですか? 自分のために?
よく雨とか日本の音楽を聞く。アーティストは HY や Monkey Magic
を聞くことがある。 ワンオクロックが好き?
ワンオクロック好き。
それとバンプアップチキンも好き。 ミスターチルドレンも好き。 ミスターチルドレンが怖い名前があるなのに、なんか音楽が好きんだよ。
はい。よし。 音楽が好き。 それは、いい練習。
いい練習ですね。
言葉が、 言葉がわかる、あ、わかれば、
はい、
あ、楽しいです。
楽しくなるんですね。その通りですよ、うん、本当にその通り。よし、うん、それで皆さん、時間がよく、なんかスクイッ、あの、時間がスイッターなので、それで終わらないといけないんですけれども、皆さん覚えてください、線間違いを通してペリペリになるんですから、間違いましょう。ことわざだけではなくて、実はこれは僕の志です。僕たちが間違いを通して進歩するんですよ。ですから間違いましょう。 Everybody please remember, we, through our mistakes is how we become fluent. Through our 10,000 mistakes is when we become fluent. So we need to be comfortable making mistakes. No matter what level you are, the quicker you make those mistakes is how you become fluent. And that's not just something I say, it's something that I really believe in. So I really appreciate having Coulter come on here, even though he's only studied it for a couple of years, and then being thrown right into speaking on a podcast in front of who knows how many people here. I really appreciate his patience and his willingness to jump out there. It can be scary for people, but he's used to being on stage, so I guess it's not as hard, yeah? But usually you're speaking English, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, usually there's a script for me.
That's true.
On stage.
That's true. So, Coulter, where can they find you on the socials?
I have a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube channel that will be detailing my adventures in Japan, as well as a WordPress blog that I'm keeping up for another scholarship I'm receiving, the Fund for Education Abroad.
Nice. So we'll put all those down below, and you can always check us out at manga-sensei.com. That's manga-sensei.com, where you can check out Christian's bio, as well as follow that blog and that video channel, so you can see what he's up to over the next whole year at Waseda. Man, good luck. We wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
say goodbye to everybody now. 皆さん、また明日ね。じゃあね。バイバイ。